Hi, this is post-editing Steph coming on here to let y'all know that I was sick during this episode's recording and I forgot to give a warning. I actually went to go listen to the audio and I do sound sick. Just wanted to do a quick warning and yeah, I hope y'all enjoy the episode.
Hey everyone!
Hola a todos.
This is Shahaira.
And this is Stephanie. And welcome back to Cuento Crimen Podcast.
Y como siempre, les queremos dar las gracias por venir yet another week to listen to another new episode.
Remember, y'all, on Wednesdays, we listen to Cuento Crimen. And you can wear pink if you want to.
I mean, they have to be cool enough to know the reference, right?
Yes, you have to know the reference.
It's funny, though, because, like, I obviously work at a school. And so, like, a lot of the younger generations, they don't understand these references. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes, like, el otro día un niño me dijo una palabra and I'm like, what? And he was like, you don't know what that means? And I was like, oh, God, like, I've become that person. Like, no, I don't know what that means. But anyways, yes, wear pink if you want on Wednesdays. So, así que vayan y agarren a su abuelita, a tu amiga, a tu tía, a tu hijo, your dad, your mom, whomever you like, and let's get started.
En este episodio vamos a hablar del caso de Keishla Rodriguez Ortiz. And if you are a fan of boxing, you might know of this case already.
And honestly, y'all, this case made me so mad. Yo no había escuchado de este caso until now that, like, we researched, and it will make your blood boil. But Keishla was brutally murdered by a former boxer, Félix Verdejo.
Antes de empezar, queremos darles una advertencia porque vamos a hablar de temas sensibles.
Before we start, we would like to give you all a heads up because, as many of you know, we will be talking about sensitive topics y, como dijimos, this case is a bit on the heavier side.
Y también queremos decir que hablamos de estos casos con todo respeto a las familias y a las víctimas. All right, let's begin.
So like we mentioned in the intro, este caso tomó lugar en Puerto Rico, specifically in San Juan, Puerto Rico. And in case y'all didn't know, San Juan is the capital.
As we can imagine, San Juan is that kind of busy type of lifestyle.
Yeah, definitely like a city.
Mm-hmm, yeah. But all right, let's talk a little bit about Keishla. Ella tenía 27 años durante este tiempo and she had already found out que estaba embarazada.
Y enterarse de estas noticias, Keishla wanted to let the father of her unborn child know, you know, like she wanted to share the news.
Which I think is totally normal, ¿verdad? Mm-hmm. Que ella le quiera comunicar a su pareja. Y pues así los dos pueden platicar y hablar sobre, you know, la situación, just everything revolving the baby, expectations, mm-hmm. and just literally everything. Because, like we mentioned, she was expecting a baby. And the father was Félix Verdejo, quien también es puertorriqueño.
And he was also like a boxer. Y cuando estábamos leyendo sobre el caso, nos enteramos que Félix y Keishla eran amantes. It seems like Félix was married to someone else y creemos que se tenían una niña. So this was definitely like a love triangle, love mm-hmm. affair going on.
Even in this case, there's a lot to talk about. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does this mean? There's another baby. Like, there's just a lot to talk about here.
And also because he has a spotlight of his fame. People are watching him. People are sharing about his life. So, yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, he's a boxer. He has a little bit of fame.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, fans know that he's married and mm-hmm. has a little girl. And para que salga esto a la luz, there is just a lot in this situation. Y por esta razón, cuando Keishla le dio las noticias a Félix de que ella estaba embarazada, a Félix no le pareció la noticia.
Y la razón por qué nosotros sabemos que esta noticia no le pareció fue porque ese día, que fue el 30 de abril del 2021, que Keishla fue a hablar con Félix, resulta ser el último día que Keishla fue vista viva.
Cuando Keishla no regresó a casa, her family reported her missing right away. It's kind of like they knew something was wrong.
And unfortunately, they weren't wrong, because 2 days after being reported missing on May 1st, 2021, el cuerpo de Keishla fue encontrado. Her body was found floating in a lagoon, to be specific, the San Jose Lagoon near the Teodoro Moscoso, which was still in San Juan.
They were able to identify her body through dental records. Y cuando el reporte de la autopsia regresó, it was concluded that her death was due to drowning.
Honestly, it's so heartbreaking. And I can't imagine cómo se sintió la familia de Keishla sabiendo estas noticias y pensando, pues, ¿verdad?, que ella estaba embarazada. And, like, what does this mean for the baby, you know? Y desafortunadamente, pues, como se lo pueden imaginar, a lot of the cases, si la mamá muere, también el bebé muere. And so her unborn child was also unalive as well.
I think these cases are a lot harder to take in, because not only are we talking about, you know, a woman, but we're also talking about her unborn child, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can't even imagine the family's pain. Es algo muy duro de aceptar to lose Keishla and also her baby. And you want to take the opportunity to remind y'all that, you know, these cases are about real people and they affect real people.
Yeah. Y sí, es muy cierto, Steph, lo que acabas de decir. You know, Keishla's family lost their daughter, their sister, and also their unborn grandbaby, niece, or nephew.
Mm-hmm. After finding Keishla's body, todos tenían a una persona en mente. ¿De quién le pudo hacer esto a ella? I'm sure that y'all that enjoy true crime know that the main suspect was her lover, Felix.
Y al principio de la investigación, Félix no estaba cooperando con las autoridades. He was refusing to talk and basically denying any connection to Keishla.
Pero después de un tiempo, I guess, he had a change of heart, because he actually turned himself in to the FBI y dijo su historia de lo que pasó. But along with that, there was also a witness that spoke up, and the stories did in fact align.
And so this is what led to the tragic death of Keishla. So just a trigger warning, because we're going to explain basically what happened the last day that she was alive. So se supone que el día 30 de abril de 2021, Keishla y Felix were going to hang out. And Keishla met up with Felix at his house. And again, ella iba con la esperanza de darle las noticias de que estaba esperando un bebé.
So once he heard the news, Felix texted a friend of his, Luis Antonio Cadiz Martinez, que por cierto, he had, you know, a little car business going on, so he would detail cars, and I believe he would sell them too. Y entonces Félix le habla a Luis y le dice que Keishla just told him that she, you know, is pregnant, and that he needed help terminating the pregnancy.
And so after this, Keishla and Félix se fueron juntar con Luis. But of course, Keishla had no idea of their plan, right? Like, she has no idea that Felix and Luis are texting and, you know, they're plotting it. So entonces, you know, they go on. But it was interesting to read how, even though Keishla and Felix were already together and they were heading to the same place, they drove separately. Isn't that kind of strange?
Mm-hmm. Who knows? Maybe they did this because of the whole plan that they just plotted.
True.
You know, Felix has this evil plan, so he maybe needs his car, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're going to go into some details. So trigger warning, because the next few minutes will be us describing how he murdered Keishla and her unborn child. So ya que llega con el amigo Luis, Felix punches Keishla and then injects her with a drug.
Y después de esto, they tied her arms and legs. And not only that, but they also tied at least a, like, brick block to her body.
Once they tied her up, la subieron al carro. And they made their way to a bridge. Y lo que hizo después Félix fue horrible. It just shows what kind of person he is. It just shows que de veras no tiene corazón.
El caras vemos, corazones no sabemos.
Exactly, right? Because Keishla is obviously, like, involved with him, right? Mm-hmm.
And it's also has like this is a public figure. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he was a recognized person. Lightweight yes. Boxer. Yeah.
What he does next is just horrible. He then throws Keishla into the water.
He threw Kishla over the bridge, and I guess that's why they tied the brick to her body. Like, he wanted her to sink. He wanted her to drown. And he didn't stop just there. Once her body hit the water, he then fired a gun at her. And keep in mind, like, Kesha is already tied up. He already injected her with a drug. Like, no sabemos si estaba consciente o no. Why go the extra mile y todavía echarle un balazo? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Maybe Felix wanted to make sure, quería asegurarse que Kesha estuviera muerta.
No, yeah, like, I 100% agree, Steph. Like, I think the whole thing was premeditated. Like, there's no doubt in our minds that that era todo un plan. I mean, hasta llamó para pedir ayuda to murder Kesha.
Mm-hmm. And even if Felix wanted to deny all of this, Luis did end up saying his side of the story, too. And on top of that, la policía found camera footage of the bridge que demuestra que Félix sí estaba allí esa noche que Kesha desapareció.
Y en el video se ve el carro de Félix manejando por el puente dos veces in the span of 30 minutes. So it's like he arrives and then he leaves and then he comes back. And I think at this point, like, we all kind of agree that there is no, ¿cómo se dice? Doubt que fue Félix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially también en he's confessing, right? So... Mm-hmm. And we can all see that there's a clear motive. Su amante estaba embarazada and he's famous. So he was trying to maybe avoid a scandal. And so, yeah, the motive is clear.
And it sucks. And it's such a selfish motive. Like, if you, I just don't get it. Like, si tú le fuiste infiel a tu esposa, how is that Kesha's fault and the baby's fault? You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just kind of like, take responsibility for your actions, dude. And honestly, this is like the worst way to for him to like eliminate his quote unquote problem. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just selfish.
U.S. Attorney W. Stephen Muldrew quoted saying, and I quote, Kesha Rodriguez Ortiz was taken from a family that loved her, and she and her child were denied the most fundamental right of life. And the joy of knowing what that life could have been, we hope that this process brings some measure of solace to Kesha's family, end quote.
At the end of the day, Felix Verdejo was charged with kidnapping that led to a death and a carjacking that led to the murder of an unborn child. And he is eligible for the death penalty if convicted.
So we tried to find out if he's already sentenced, but it was a bit unclear in our research. So because it's kind of a recent case and, you know, sometimes trials take a long time and also reports on trials mm-hmm. take a long time too.
Yeah, it wasn't set in stone yet, but it seems like he is facing a life sentence. And all we know is that he is in prison with no bail. So, yeah, but no estamos seguras si ya fue condenado o no. But his accomplice, Luis Antonio, pleaded guilty in November 2022, and he did that in agreement with the federal prosecutor's office, and, you know, they made a deal with him and all.
Honestly, this case is truly heartbreaking because we are talking about Kesha and her unborn child, you know?
And I feel like he did that in a very brutal way.
Mm-hmm.
And we do want to share a quote that came from Kesha's parents, and we quote, I did not want today to come. It is a very hard situation for the family. We are both going through an unimaginable pain. Let her be the last. The abuse against women has to stop. End quote.
The rate of femicides in Puerto Rico is shocking. Between the months of January and May of the year 2021, which was, you know, during the time that Kesha was murdered, there were about 21 femicides.
21 mujeres asesinadas in just 4 to 5 months. That is insane. And we also learned that at least 60 women were killed last year in Puerto Rico. And that means that there was a 62% increase since the previous year. Can you imagine 60 women?
It's a lot. En lugar de que este número que esté bajando, está subiendo. Y sube más y más. And it's just like, this needs to stop.
Pero hasta cuándo va a parar? Es la pregunta.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cada cabeza es un mundo, and it's just like, we might get it, but obviously the people committing these crimes don't get it. And it's, yeah, and it's really sad, and I don't know, it kind of like leaves you on a heavy note, you mm-hmm. know? But I guess like what we can say is, lo bueno que Félix está, you know, behind bars, and he is facing time for, you know, the crime that he committed. So we're just glad that Keisha's family was able to get some justice, even though, you know, she's never going to come back. Nunca va a ser igual, but at least they know. Mm-hmm. And also Felix lost his role as a boxer.
Yeah, he lost his life.
I mean, yeah, like, ¿por qué vas a querer apoyar a alguien así? Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this case is really sad. Once again, it's always hard to end these episodes, especially when we end with stats that say that this is still happening. Mm-hmm. And it's just hard. It's hard to end these kinds of episodes. All that we can ask is y'all to share this episode so that, you know, we can create more awareness and never forget Keshla's name. Mm-hmm. So yeah, please share this case. We would really appreciate it. Thank you for listening to this week's episode, and we'll see y'all next week.